more interesting options than killing you. He turned his attention back to the changeling. Batan was terrible. You must enjoy pain.
No, but I can tune it out. Sometimes we have to bear it, to know what it's like to be human.
Why would you want to do that? That's like a human being wanting to know how it feels to be a turnip.
Not at all.
He shook his head. You like them. You think you love this one. It's like loving a turnip.
You've never liked or loved anyone since the Stone Age? In an instant, he changed into a burly thug, all scars and tattoos, and he had Russell by the wrist.
Told you, he said in a deep growl. Don't do that.
Russell dropped the pen he'd been holding like a dagger. Don't you hurt him! He turned back into Halliburton, the skinny 70-year-old, still clutching Russell's wrist with an iron grip.
How would you stop me?
With thumb and forefinger, she pinched the edge of the table and twisted it. A long, jagged piece of wood popped up, rifle shot crack, and separated, screeching as she ripped it away. She held it out like an offering. I could shove this up your ass and break it off. He let go of Russell and leaned forward.
Is that a serious offer? I might enjoy it. I rather did the last time, back in the Crusades, though I had to pretend to die along with the others.
He gently picked the long, fat splinter from between her fingers and slowly slid it down his throat like a sword swallower. He closed his mouth, coughed once, and shrugged.
Do you want to threaten me with something more serious?
She shook her head slowly. I don't see why we have to be adversaries. We should learn from each other.
I'm learning. You could be.
He gestured at the artifact behind her.
What did you mean by a song? You think you can communicate with it vocally?
Acoustic vibration. You've been doing that with your solenoid.
Why don't you give it a try, then? Sing your little heart out.
She stood up slowly and backed away, toward the artifact, not taking her eyes off the chameleon and Russell. If you touch him...
I wouldn't dream of it. Go ahead.
When she was next to the artifact, she reached up and touched its mirror surface, then recoiled, as if from an electric shock. What is it? Russell said. She shook her head and started to trill. It was an unearthly sound, and no human could have done it. Glottal stops modulating one tone in rapid-fire Morse code. It was over in 45 seconds. All three stared at the artifact. Nothing overt happened. The chameleon rose and walked quietly over to stand next to her, Russell following just behind.
Looks like it didn't work.
I felt something. Give it time.
We have plenty of time. Don't worry.
The chameleon reached out and absently stroked her arm, gently took her wrist.
The arm's all healed?
She cocked her head. Of course.
Pity.
He pulled down hard, and the shoulder socket popped sickeningly, and the arm ripped off. An instant later, her other hand came up and struck his face so hard the lower hinge of the jaw broke off and swung free. He staggered back and threw the arm away and used both hands to press his chin back into place. What are you doing? She said. After an initial spray, the bleeding from her shoulder stopped. It took a moment for the jaw to fuse back into place.
I'm doing what I've lived for thousands of years.
Why?
Only one of us per planet.
I'm not one of you.
But you are.
Russ leaped onto his back and put a scissor hold on his throat. The chameleon threw him off like a doll to crash against the heavy laser mount.
You are my only rival here. This is not personal. You just have to die.
She sidled around to where Russ was lying still. It became personal when you hurt him, and I can't die.
I believe I can put you into a state equivalent to death. All I have to do is tear you into several pieces and make sure those pieces stay separate. For all time.
The changeling found a pulse in Russell's throat and stood between him and the monster. I could do the same to you.